Podcast, unlimited infotainment in air. Stay tuned.
Keep going. Everything you need will come to you at the perfect time. Good morning, Dubai. Mujahid and Anto from New India Model School are back with another episode of our broadcasting series. Anto and I welcome you all to the 17th episode of our broadcasting series. Keep listening as we have in store many entertainments for you, all done by students.
Mujahid, can you name some of the marvelous contents of this episode?
No, I won't, Anto. Why don't we keep this a secret, as our listeners will be excited to know what's coming up next.
Oh, that's a great idea. Let's keep it a secret. Amen.
Every morning brings us new thoughts, words, strength and endless possibilities to enlighten us and brighten our lives. Let's start our broadcast with Quran citation followed by a bright, mesmerizing thought for the day.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the especially merciful. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Did we not expand for you, O Muhammad, your breast? Wa wada'na 'anka wizrak. And we removed from you your burden. Alladhi anqadha dhahrak. Which had waited upon your back. Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. And raised high for you your rabt. Fa inna ma'al 'usri yusra. For indeed with hardship will be ease. Inna ma'al 'usri yusra. Indeed with hardship will be ease. Fa idha faraghta fansab. So when you have finished your duties, then stand up for worship. Wa ila rabbika farghab. And to your Lord direct your longing.
Thought for the day. Successful and unsuccessful people do not vary greatly in their abilities. They vary in their desires to reach their potential.
Wow, that was so inspiring. I am so impressed.
Our actions are our future. Here we have a short speech about zero poverty.
Our actions, our future and zero poverty. Good morning, everyone. I am Malvika Anish from grade 8N. Today, I will give you a short speech to spread the message to stop poverty. Hope you all will enjoy the speech and take this message to your heart. Poverty is not an accident like slavery and apartheid. It is man-made and can be removed by the actions of human beings. This is a famous quote from the great Nelson Mandela. But is this quote as meaningful in real life as it is in the quote? Every one of us knows that our parents give us chocolates and biscuits, clean food and clean water to end our hunger. But can you imagine a mother giving biscuits made of mud to end her child's hunger? You can see this heart-wrenching picture in Africa. Hunger is the leading cause of death. Our planet has provided us with a tremendous amount of resources, but we have unequal access to it. If we promote sustainable agriculture with modern science and technology, with fair distribution systems to everyone, we may be able to sustain the world population and make sure no one goes hungry ever again. Ending poverty is not a charity. It is a responsibility of every single individual in the world. But still, half of the world's population is facing the crisis of world poverty. Lack of clean food and water is killing thousands of innocent people every single day, especially during this pandemic situation. Together, we can feed the hungry, wipe out the diseases, and give everyone a chance to prosper and live a productive and rich life. Every year, the United Nations celebrates and commemorates the founding of the FAO. Food and Agricultural Organization. It is celebrated on the 16th of October all around the world and is creating awareness in people about the crisis of poverty. This is helping a lot in the United Nations goal of achieving the SDG goals by 2030. If we work together in the present, take care of our actions, avoid wastage of food and water, and help the people who are malnutritioned to live a better and a healthier life, we can create a stronger, healthier, and wonderful future ahead of us. All we have to do is take care of our actions today to create a better tomorrow. Remember, ending poverty around the world is our responsibility. Let us make an oath that every one of us is putting at least 1% of our effort to end the poverty of our world.
Mujahid, I am delighted to meet our friends in the school campus since October 3rd. How about you?
Yes, certainly exciting. All the students are together again and we are accelerated to see all our teachers as well.
As we have reached the next level, the new term, let us take a minute and reflect on the previous term, share our happy memories, thoughts and experiences.
Hey, Haifa, right?
Yes, and you, Shana?
Yeah, we nearly forgot each other's name.
It's so awkward meeting each other after such a long time that I don't know what to talk about.
I know, right?
Hey, you guys, keep social distance. Did you forget about it?
Ugh. Yeah, I just forgot about social distance.
Same here. Okay, let me guess your names. You are Shana, and this one is Haifa.
No! It's wrong.
It's the other way around. Oh, silly me. I just got so confused between you two. You don't keep your cameras on much.
I do.
Yeah, I do too. Maybe it's because of the face masks.
Yeah, I guess you didn't see us in face masks, so you got confused.
I know, right? This mask is really uncomfortable. But what can we do? It's needed for our precautions.
Yeah,
we have to wear this for 7 hours straight.
I know.
At least we're meeting each other, and that counts as everything for me.
Same. It may be difficult to see smiles through the mask, but it's easy to notice how excited we are.
Yes!
We are back to school. It's great to be back because we get to do so many things here.
Yeah, Shanam, are you excited? How do you feel when you got back to school?
Yes, I am so overwhelmed and exalted. Now, let us welcome this term with new energies and new hopes. To experience new things and to learn things you never knew before. Let's make the best of this year with our hard work and patience.
And what about you, Haifa?
Really, I too so thrilled, and it has been so good to see the smiling eyes above the face mask.
The connection with our friends makes our world beautiful and happy. When we recall the old days that we passed with our friends, we always would like to go back to the past to enjoy these days. How did you feel when you met your friends after such a long time?
Yes, I totally agree. A friend is someone who makes it easy to believe in ourselves. We haven't seen since last March, so it's been nice being able to reconnect physically. It is an overwhelming feeling to meet someone, especially a dear friend, after a long, long, long time. This moment is as much a nostalgic one as it is enjoyable.
Yeah, it was just amazing, and I cannot express the joy such meeting brings. After that, we spent so much time just remembering old days, memories had to gather thereafter. What was your reaction when you heard the news that school was reopening? I was so happy and excited.
I was ecstatic and happy that school's back to normal. Finally, we are able to get off our devices and get a break for our eyes.
I know, right? It's so hard to sit in one place for so long and having to do nothing when we want to. Like, I'm so glad to be back to school.
I totally agree. And what about the physical education? Like, what do you guys even do sitting in the houses?
Well, we couldn't play sports together with our friends like we used to. All we did was play online games.
But now we're back.
Yeah, now we're going to experience a magical journey filled with joy and happiness.
And a lot of fun.
Remember how hard it was to swap those lazy online days for early mornings, switching on camera and unmute, mute. Now, these days are over. Hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens.
I can tell that we're going to be friends.
I can tell that we're going to be friends.
We are going to be friends.
Yeah.
I had the feeling that to get into the schoolhouse and study like we used to would be about the same as getting into paradise.
Back to school. I love fresh school supplies, new outfit, the change of season, and the chance to crack open a new textbook.
Me too.
We too.
Right.
We start our school days with sparkling imaginations, fertile minds, and willingness to take risk with what we think. The capacity to learn is a gift. The ability to learn is a skill. The willingness to learn is a choice.
A new school year means new beginnings, new adventures, new friendships, and new challenges. The slate is clean and anything can happen.
Very true aim for success, not perfection. Never give up your right to be wrong, because then you will lose the ability to learn new things and move forward in your life. Remember that fear always lurks behind perfectionism.
What we learn with pleasure, we never forget. Why can't you share a few tips for a fantastic school year, Shanam?
Sure, here you are. Get enough sleep, eat a healthy breakfast, try your best. Use good work habits like writing down your assignments and turning in your homework on time. Take your time with schoolwork. If you don't understand something, ask your teacher.
Keep a sense of humor. One teacher we know shows his new students a picture of himself graduating in high school. A grinning ape in red graduation cap and gown. This usually makes the kids laugh, and it's a good way to remind them that school is fun.
Well, start where you are. Use what you have, do what you can.
While I trust that we all take proper precautions to safeguard ourselves from the virus, I want to remind our friends to stay vigilant and exercise personal accountability in ensuring the health and safety of our school community.
Yes, we want to take a moment to recognize that the safeguards we need in place. This is going to challenge us all. Wear a mask, keep distance, wash your hands, and use sanitizer regularly.
Such sanitizing processes will help us be safe from the virus. I am totally confident that together we will come back stronger than ever. I look forward to a safe and healthy return to campus this time.
By following these protocols, we can definitely beat the virus.
We are looking forward to a great school year ahead. Let us make the best out of this year with safety.
Yes, Afra, hope to see you soon.
All the best to you guys for your future ahead. Hope you have an amazing year at school.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Oh, that was wonderful. Poetry is the arbiter of the soul. What a bliss it is to listen to a poem and flow with its lyrical persuasion. In short, I can say breath in experiences and breath out poetry. Moving on further, we have little Nimsians who will leave us mesmerized by oratory skills. Let's listen to their stories and poem.
Hi everyone, my name is Sarita from 6L and I'm here to recite a poem, Daffodils, which is composed by William Wordsworth. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils. Besides the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not be but gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For of when on my couch I lie in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye which is the bliss of solitude, and then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. Thank you.
Hello everyone, my name is Naila Fatima from 7K. I am going to recite a poem called Woman Work by Maya Angelou. Woman Work. I have got the children to tend, the clothes to mend, the floor to mop, the food to shop, then the chicken to fry, the baby to dry. I got company to feed, the garden to weed. I have got shirts to press, the toes to dress, the can to be cut. I gotta clean up this hut, then see about the sick, and the cotton to pick. Shine on me, sunshine, rain on me, rain. Fall softly, dewdrops, and cool my brow again. Storm blow me from here with your fiercest wind. Let me float across the sky till I can rest again. Fall gently, snowflakes, cover me with white, cold, icy kisses, and let me rest tonight. Sun, rain, curving sky, mountain, oceans, leaf, and stone. Starshine, moon glow, you are all that I can call my own. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Aishwarya. I am from 6th class and today I am gonna say a story called The Axe. Once upon a time, there was two brothers. One of them were mean and the other one of them was honest and kind. While they grew up, they got married to each girl. The rude one married a rich girl and the honest, kind man married a poor one. One day, when the honest, kind man went for cutting wood, he lost his axe in the river. He was crying so hard. When in the river, one goddess came out and asked, "Hello, why are you crying?" So he answered, "My axe fell in the river and I need it back to cut wood." So the goddess told, she took a gold axe and told, "Is this your axe?" The kind person was so astonished, but he wanted his axe, so he declined. Then the goddess took a silver axe and asked, "Is this your axe?" So he was also again astonished. But then he still said no. And finally, the goddess took his axe and asked him, "Is this your axe?" He told, "Yes, this is my axe." The goddess was happy and gave him that. But the goddess didn't give him that only. Because of his honest and kind, she gave all the three of them. Next day, this news reached to his brother, the rude and meany one. So one day he went to the woods place and he threw his axe to the river purposefully. That time only, the goddess came back. The goddess asked, "Hello, why are you crying?" So he said, "My axe fell in the river. Can you take it for me?" So the goddess took a gold axe and told him, "Is this your axe?" So the rude person was so astonished that the news was real, he said, "Yes." The goddess told, "Okay, is this your axe?" asking with a silver axe. He said, "Yes, this is also my axe." And then she finally took his axe and asked, "Is this your axe?" So he said, "Yes, this is also my axe. The goddess knew that he was lying because no one would have all three axes. She punished him and finally he learned his lesson. Moral of the story, always be honest.
My name is Nurul Shihana and I'm from 7th Hell. Today I'm going to recite a poem named A Prayer in Spring by Robert Frost. Oh, give us pleasure in the flowers today, and give us not to think so far away. As the uncertain harvest keep us here, all simple in the springing of the year. Oh, give us pleasure in the orchard white, like nothing else by day, like ghosts by night. And make us happy in the happy bees and swarm dilating round the perfect trees. And make us happy in the darting bird that suddenly about the bees is heard. The matter that thirst with needle bill, an awful blossom in mid-air stands still. For this is love and nothing else is love, the which it is deserved for God above, to sanctify, to what for ends he will, but which it only needs that we fulfill. Thank you.
Hi guys, this is me Aina from grade 7L, and today I'm gonna tell a moral story. So let's begin. A successful businessman was the father to a very lazy and fun-loving boy. He knew he had to do something about it. His son would spend money carelessly and never help around the house. So his father decided to teach him a lesson. One day he told him that, "From today onwards, you will only be given meals at night, only if you earn something through the day." The son was confused at first, but looking at the seriousness of his father's face, he knew he wasn't joking. The son went to his mother for sympathy and help. Feeling sorry for him, she gave him 1 gold coin. That night at the dinner table, the father asked the son about his earning for the day. The son showed the gold coin his mother gave him. Seeing the gold coin, the father knew he did not earn anything for a day. He asked him to throw the gold coin into the well in the garden. Without any hesitation, the boy threw the coin into the well. The next morning, the father sent his wife to her parents' house. The boy woke up and realized that his mother was not around to give any money. So he went to his grandfather. His grandfather also felt sorry for him and gave him another gold coin. That night, when his father asked about earning, he gave him the gold coin from his grandfather. His father, disappointed that he still didn't understand, told him to throw his coins into the well too. Again, he did not hesitate and he threw the coin and returned to the dining table. Later that night, the father went to visit the grandfather and told him about his plan. The grandfather understood and no longer gave the boy any money. The boy was worried that he couldn't get any money from his grandfather or mother. The boy went to the market to search for work. He met a shopkeeper who he thought might be able to help him. The shopkeeper looked at him and said, "If you carry this heavy trunk to my home, I will pay 3 silver coins. The boy agreed. By the time he delivered the trunk, he was exhausted, but he felt very accomplished having earned 3 silver coins all by himself. He raced home to show his father. He proudly presented the 3 silver coins to his father. But his father again asked to throw the coins into the well. This time the boy refused. He felt crushed. He said, "Father, my entire body is aching and you are asking to throw the money I made into the well?" The father smiled and said, "It feels painful when the fruit of your hard labor are wasted. Those 3 silver coins are made out of your hard work, sweat, and tears. When you didn't work for the coins, you threw them into the well with no hesitation. You now understand that the value of the coins is your hard work." The son realized the value of hard work and understood his mistake. The boy said, "Thank you, Father. You never know how grateful I am right now, Father." The moral of the story is, sometimes life's best lesson comes from the hardest situation. The value of hard work is not only in reward, but also in our own sense of achievement.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
My name is Nabila. I am from grade 8. Today I'll be reciting a poem written by me, My Voice. I used to look up at the morning sunshine and daydream with a cup of ice cream. Suddenly, my heart started pounding, thinking of what other people thought of me. I started to shut my voice like I had no choice. I started to see myself through others' visions and thought I had no mission in life. I stopped looking at the stars and started looking inside others' hearts. I started to jam myself for the sake of others' spark. Like this, we all lost our names and started to become like ghosts running in the air. Let me take one more step ahead and love myself. Thank you.
Here we have a collection of interesting tongue twisters to warm up your lips and tongue.
Hi everyone, my name is Muhammad Mafun.
And my name is Muhammad Safwan.
And today we are going to have a very exciting and wonderful challenge on tongue twisters.
So basically, before we go into the rules, we would like to say, we had a previous session on tongue twister challenge. So you could consider this like a part two. That the part one or the previous tongue twister challenge was also very good. You could also watch that one. Anyway, so getting into tongue twister challenge today, the rules are we have to recite every tongue twister two times. The first time will be a practice round. You have to just get accurate with it, familiarize with it. So it should be concise. And the second one is the challenge round where you recite it, fast and accurately. So, the main thing is accuracy and the speed of reciting. Anyways, so without wasting your time, let's get into it. Right.
Okay, so the first tongue twister is...
Done by Mahfuz for the first round.
I have got a date at 7:45. I'll see you at the gate, so don't be so late. Okay, and then to the challenge round. I have got a date at 7:45. I'll see you at the gate, so don't be late.
Alright, now Mahfuz has done his turn. Now let me try. I have got a date at 7:45. I'll see you at the gate, so don't be late. The challenge round. I have got a date at 7:45. I'll see you at the gate, so don't be late.
Oh, that was so incredible. Okay, let's go to the second one. You know New York, you need New York, you need unique New York. Okay, that's quite hard.
Of course, it was a good try.
Okay, you know New York, you need New York, you know you need unique New York.
All right, this looks a bit tricky.
Yeah.
You know New York, you need New York, you know you need unique New York. Challenge round. You know New York, you need New York, you know you need unique New York.
That was funny. Okay, no problem. You can. That's better, I mean.
Thanks.
Okay, so moving on to the third one. I saw a kitten eating chicken. That's funny. One is. Let me think again. Slowly. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen. Okay?
Alright. Challenge round.
I saw a kitten eating. Okay, this is hard. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen. That was awesome.
Wow, that was really good, accurate. Okay, now my turn. I saw a kitten eating... I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen. Challenge round. I saw a kitten eating...
I know it's hard, no problem. We can continue. Try.
Yeah. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen.
Oh, okay. It was easy, but it's too funny.
Wait. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen.
Oh, that was better than mine. Okay, however, going to the fourth one. If a dog chooses shoes, whose shoes does he choose? That's awesome. Okay.
I think I said the challenge round in the first round, but it's no problem. I'll repeat the same challenge round.
Very practical.
If a dog chooses shoes, whose shoes does he choose?
That was awesome. Okay.
Congrats. That was a good try. If a dog chooses shoes, whose shoes does he choose? If now to the challenge round. If a dog chooses shoes, whose shoes does he choose?
Okay, that was nice. Tricky. And moving on to the last but not the least one. I thought of thanking you. I mean, I said the challenge round, but no problem. I'll repeat it. I thought of thanking you.
All right, now my turn. This one's more technical, I think. Okay, let's try. I thought of thinking. What the heck? I forgot this is the normal round. I thought of thanking you. Challenge round. I thought of thanking you.
Okay, that was nice. You tried.
I thought of thanking you.
Okay, that was nice. Okay, so that's all for now. Thank you all. Thank you. See you in the next session.
Bye.
Hi, Mom. Are you free? Can we play some tongue twisters?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, can I say the first one?
Of course, you can ask me.
Okay, here. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen. You have to say from 5 to 10 times.
Okay, let me try. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen.
Oh no, you got it. Well played, my mother.
Okay, I have another one for you. Let me ask.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah. Four furious friends fought for the phone.
Okay. Four furious friends fought for the phone.
Okay, well done, Lena.
Thanks, Mom. Mom, can I?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. This tongue twister is Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
It's little tough, Lena. Okay, let me try. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
I do think it's wrong, Mom. You got it wrong.
Almost correct, Lena.
But still, you got it wrong.
Okay, I have one for you. I will ask. Ice cream. You scream, we all scream for ice cream. Can you?
Yes, Mom. Okay, let me start. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Oh, you got it. Good.
Yes. Okay, Mom, here's the next one. 6 silly sheep still asleep. You have to repeat this like 3 times. Like 6 silly sheep still asleep. 6 silly sheep still asleep. 6 silly sheep still asleep.
Okay. 6 silly sheep still asleep. 6 silly sheep still asleep. 6 silly sheep still asleep. 6 Six silly sheep still asleep.
You got it wrong, Mom.
Oh, I will try, Lena, once one more time, please. Six silly sheep still asleep. 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 Six silly sheep.
Oh, you got it wrong, Mom.
Wrong. Six silly sheep still asleep. Oh. Okay, I will give you a bigger one for you. Okay? Please polish the polished silver sometime soon. You want it once more?
No, Mom.
Yeah, you can try.
Please polish the polished silver sometime soon. Please polish the polished silver sometime soon. Please polish the polished silver sometime soon.
Little faster.
Please polish the polished silver sometime soon. Please polish the polished silver sometime soon. Please polish the polished silver sometime soon. Please polish the polished silver sometime soon.
Oh, you are a genius.
Yes, Mom. Can I ask you?
Yeah.
A snake sneaks to seek a snack.
This time I will. Okay. A snake sneaks to seek a snake. A snake sneaks to seek a snake. A snake sneaks to seek a snake.
It's not a snake, Mom.
Sorry. A snake sneaks to seek a snack. A snake sneaks to seek a snack. Snack. A snake sneaks to seek a 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 snack. Oh, I got it.
But I'm still better.
It was a funny game, right, Lena?
Yes, Mom. We should totally play this sometime after.
Yes, okay.
Thank you, Mom. This Tongue Twisters was brought to you by Aisha Elena from 5H.
Hello, Shamnath. Hello, Shadin. What can we play today?
We can play Tongue Twisters.
Nice idea.
I will say 5 Tongue Twisters and you have to repeat it 5 times. Are you ready?
Yes, Shadin. I am ready.
Four furious friends fought for the phone.
Four furious friends fought for the phone. Four furious friends fought for the phone. Four furious friends fought for the phone. Four furious friends fought for the phone. Four furious friends fought for the phone.
Very good. The next one is seashells, seashells on the seashore. And the shells that seashells are seashells, you know.
Seashells, seashells on the seashore. And the shells that seashells are seashells, you know. Seashells, seashells on the seashore. And the shells that seashells are seashells, you know. Seashells, seashells on the seashore. And the shells that seashells are seashells, you know. Seashells, seashells on the seashore. And the shells that seashells are seashells, you know. Seashells, seashells on the seashore. And the shells that seashells are seashells, you know.
Excellent. The next one is, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
How much would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Amazing! The next one is, a good cook could cook as much cookies as a good cook who could cook cookies.
A good cook could cook as much cookies as a good cook who could cook cookies. A good cook who could cook as much cookies as a good cook who could cook cookies. A good cook could cook cookies as much as a good cook who could cook cookies. A good cook could cook as much cookies as a good cook who could cook cookies. A good cook could cook as much cookies as a good cook who could cook cookies. A good cook could cook as much cookies as a good cook who could cook cookies.
Super! The next one is, Betty brought butter but the butter was bitter. So Betty brought bitter butter to make the bitter butter better.
Betty brought butter but the butter was bitter. So Betty brought better butter to make the bitter butter better. Betty brought butter but the butter was bitter. So Betty brought better butter to make the bitter butter better. Betty brought butter but the water was bitter. So Betty brought better butter to make the bitter butter better. Betty brought butter but the butter was bitter. So Betty brought better butter to make the bitter butter better. Betty brought butter but the water was bitter, so Betty brought better butter to make the bitter butter better.
Incredible!
Thank you, Shadin, for changing my day into a wonderful day.
You are welcome. Bye. Have a nice day.
Bye, Shadin. Have a nice day too.
Wow, truly fabulous. Did you know that scientists made a nano guitar the size of a human blood cell? Wow, that was an exciting fact. Do you all want to know some more interesting facts? So here you go. Let us all listen to some interesting facts from our friends.
Hello!
OMG, hi!
School started!
Yes!
I am so happy.
I know, right? It's so fun going to school, like better than online.
Obviously, bro. Yeah. I missed you so much. I thought we could meet in school, but I couldn't see you.
Same, like because of these precautions and all. Even I wanted to meet you, but because of these, precautions.
Yeah, or, even at break and all, yeah, we couldn't.
Not allowed to go to canteen as well.
Exactly. By the way, you remember our challenge?
OMG, yes. How can I forget it? Of course, like, yeah.
After all meeting, after so long, why not do a challenge of interesting facts?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, so let's start.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so more human twins are being born now than before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, the first person convicted of speeding was going 8 mph.
New car smell is the scent of dozens of chemicals.
Oh, gee. The world wastes about 1 billion metric tons of food each year.
The severed head of a sea slug can grow a whole new body.
The world's smallest reptile was first reported in 2021. That means this year.
Smallest reptile?
Yeah.
I want to know which is the smallest reptile. Okay, the hottest spot on the planet is in Libya.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you lose up to 30% of your taste buds during flight.
And do you know this fact? This is so interesting. It's like cotton candy was invented by a dentist.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I never knew that.
A cotton candy by a dentist, OMG, wow.
Yeah.
The longest place name on the planet is 85 letters long. Like, can you believe it? Like, it's so long.
85 letters?
Yeah, like if a person has to call the person, it's like, however, like so big.
Exactly, like so big. I never knew this. Okay. 4 babies are born every second?
OMG, like every second 4 babies born.
Yeah, every second that's 4 babies?
Oh my god, I never knew this one too.
Okay.
Okay, so the coldest temperature ever recorded was minus 144 degrees Fahrenheit.
What? Minus 144?
Degrees Fahrenheit, yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay. It's supposed to be so cold, right?
I know. People who are currently alive represent about 7% of the total number of people who have ever lived.
Wait, OMG. So you mean people living before were like so... Oh my god, I just can't imagine it. Oh my god. Okay. So Muhammad is thought to be the most popular name in the world.
Yeah, I know this fact. Like, when I have searched the most popular name, it comes Muhammad.
Yeah, and like many of my cousins and friends, you know, they have a lot of like name Muhammad. Even yeah. My father, like, he has, like, you know, Muhammad, like Aslam Muhammad, like that. Yeah,
I know, and I have heard so many people's name as Muhammad, so it's a popular name. Okay, the most expensive coin in the world was sold for more than $7 million.
Wait, what? $7 million? A
yeah,
coin.
Just an expensive coin was sold for more than $7 million.
Oh,
are you serious?
Yeah. Oh my god, I know it. Like,
okay, which fact shall I say next? You know what? I have so many facts in my mind, but then I forgot each and every one for now. Nearly half of the world's population watched both the 2010 and 2014 FIFA World Cup games.
Oh, wow. Okay, do you know this one? Like, Canada has 9% of the world's forests.
Yeah, 9% of the world's forests?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know it. Around 1 in every 200 men are direct descendants of Genghis Khan.
Wait, oh my god.
In every 200 men.
around one in every 200.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I mean, there's so that means like there's so many descendants like from Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Off, I mean. Oh my god. Anyways, so do you know this one? There are only two countries with names that begin with the.
No, I didn't know. Only two countries?
Yeah.
Okay. All the ants on Earth weigh about as much as all the humans? The ants are so small and they weigh about as much as all the humans.
Oh my god.
They literally look so small. How can their weight be so much?
I know.
Anyways, it's like 11:32. I have to go for my prayer.
Okay.
Bye. I don't even have to read Quran and I have so much work. And I felt so good to meet you. Bye.
Bye.
Nice to meet you. We'll meet you soon. Bye-bye.
Assalamu alaikum, Zubi.
Wa alaikum assalam, Tamil.
Why do you look upset today? What's up with you?
Yes, I'm upset because I just found out soon monkeys will go extinct.
Yeah, I came across that news. More than half the world's primates, including apes, lemurs, and monkeys, are facing extinction. Do you know an extinct species of monkey across the Atlantic on its own?
Wow, that's a big accomplishment for a monkey, even for us human too. Speaking of Atlantic, it's likely that more than 11 species of fish can walk on land.
Speaking of aquatic animals, the heart of a shrimp is located in its head.
Oh, that's an interesting and weird place for a heart. A small and the slowest animal, the snail, can sleep up to 3 years.
Oh, that's a lot of years for a slow guy. Yes. Speaking of size, elephants are the only mammal or animal that can't jump.
What?
Yeah. More facts?
I think that's enough for today. I think I heard many facts today.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amil.
You're welcome. I think that's enough too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Rehan.
Hi, sis.
How are you?
Very good. And how are you?
I'm doing very well. Rehan, did you know that your heart beats about 100,000 times a day?
Wow. Actually, I did not.
Well, it actually does. And did you know that you can produce enough saliva to fill 2 bathtubs a year?
Wow, that's crazy.
I know, right? And did you know that the average human adult has 2,000 to 4,000 taste buds?
Actually, I knew that. But sis, did you know that your skin has 1,000 different species of bacteria?
Wow, really?
Yeah, I know, right? Anyway, did you know that the strongest bone is phylum?
No way. So cool, Rehan.
Well, there's one more fact I know.
And what's that?
It's your fingernails grow faster than your toenails.
Oh, I did not know that. Well, Rehan, this conversation has been so fun, but I have to do my homework. So, bye.
Okay, bye.
Good morning. Facts you probably did not know. The male brain is 10% bigger than the female, but the female brain works more efficiently. Did you know that? 1 minute of anger weakens the immune system for 4 to 5 hours. Although 1 minute of laughter boosts the immune system for 24 hours. So keep yourself laughing and smiling. How do you spot a difference between a fake smile and a real one? You can find it out if someone is smiling for real or fake by looking at their eyes. Wrinkles from near eye corners when the smile is genuine. Mm-hmm. Facts you probably did not know, part 2. Your shoes are the first thing people subconsciously notice about you. So always, always wear nice shoes and go out. There are at least 6 people in this world who look exactly like you and a 9% chance that you meet one. So when you go out, don't forget to explore. If you sit for more than 11 hours a day, there is a chance that you will die within the next 3 years. So everybody get up and move. We have the Dubai Fitness Challenge starting from October 28th. Do not forget to visit the website and follow up. Also, having lots of hair on your body is linked to having higher intelligence. Who knew? We also have a few more facts for you. That is, unless food is mixed with saliva, you cannot taste it. So saliva is good. Laughing lowers the levels of stress and strengthens your immune system. So keep on laughing, make everybody laugh, and spread positivity. 11% of people are left-handed. So if you are left-handed, you are a rare piece. Thank you and have a nice day. Keep moving.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm Riddhi Mishra from 7G. Today I'm going to here to give you some general information. Did you know that children, the first sound they hear in their lives is the mother's voice? And this is the time when the child is in his mother's womb. The first person to name the Arab Republic of Egypt was the companion Amr bin al-As. Cats are born blind and do not see the first 10 days of their life. Cats and dogs do not distinguish color. They only see black and white. The wolves and donkey are distinguished by their very strong sense of hearing, which is one of the strongest sense of hearing in animals. The blue whale is the heaviest animal in the world. The mouse has tremendous power in its teeth, and the thing and this power is what makes it able to grow anything in front of him. The crocodile's stomach can digest anything in the world, even if it is made of steel. The parrot is a very intelligent bird, and its average intelligence is the intelligence of a 5-year-old child. The ancient Egyptians used sweet potato as a kind of dessert. Did you know the length of the thumb is the same as the length of the nose for the same person? The Pacific Ocean is the largest ocean in the world, and despite that, it does not overlook any Arab country in the world.
Oh, those are enjoyable. It is always important to know when something has reached its end. Closing circuits, shutting doors, finishing chapters, it doesn't matter what you call it. What matters is to take a lesson from those and live in the present. I hope you all enjoyed today's broadcast. Have a nice day until we meet again. This is Mujahid.
And Anto.
Signing off. Bye from Nimsa. Bye.